This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, Hertfordshire is home to 1 in 10 of all the chalk stream rivers in the world. And you can tell these rivers by their cool, clear, mineral-rich water, which flows straight out of the chalk bedrock and flows over a gravelly riverbed to give a home to a unique set of animals and plants. Now, you'd have thought that, given their rarity, we'd have given these rivers the protection that we'd hope other rarities like tigers or pandas might get. Sadly not. We start by pumping the water out of the river-feeding aquifers and diverting that water into our taps, leaving little remaining to flow in the rivers. What water there is left, we pollute with sewage, with road runoff, and with litter. And to top it off, many of Hertfordshire's chalkstream rivers have whole stretches where they've been diverted from their natural course and sometimes even made to flow through concrete canals or tunnels that deny their wildlife a home. Now, it's a wonder that rivers like the Lea, the Vair, the Colne, the Mimram and the His, to name but a few, continue to exist and support any of those precious animals and plants at all. But they do, not always as strongly as we'd like, not always as clean as we'd like, but they're still there and their wildlife is just about hanging on. So here on Environment Matters, we do hear regularly about the River Vair, the Chalkstream River, which has its source up at Kensworth, but more usually flows from somewhere near Redbourne and flows south through St Albans before merging with the River Colne. Now, we've heard about attempts by Affinity Water to reduce the amount of water they're taking from the strings that feed the River Vair and about the reintroduction of water voles by the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. Well, today we're going to hear about an amazing 10-year project spearheaded by Watford Borough Council to help that chalk stream I just mentioned, the one that the River Vair flows into, the River Colne. Now, the River Colne rises in North Mimms Park and then it flows through London Colney, past Brickett Wood and on through Watford. From there, it's down past Rickmansworth and on it continues. And now, I didn't know this, at Longford, some of its water is diverted into the Longford River. And this is a 19-kilometre artificial channel created in 1610 for King Charles I to supply water for features in Bushy Park and the Rectangular Lakes in Hampton Court Park. Yeah, that's news for me as well. Then eventually it flows into the Thames near Staines. Now, like all Hertfordshire's chalk streams, the River Colne is suffering from multiple pressures, which it's hoped that Watford Borough Council's Rediscovering the River Colne project will help. I spoke to Watford Borough Councillor Ian Stotesbury, Portfolio Holder for Transport and Sustainability, and I started by asking him to tell us about those challenges that the River Colne is facing.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Amanda. And thanks very much for having us here to talk about the Rediscovering River Colne project. So we've got about 2.5 kilometres of the River Colne running through Watford from Knutsford through to the Lairage Land. And unfortunately, it has quite a few challenges facing it, not least the fact that the river has sadly not seen enough maintenance for a number of years. So, you know, silt deposits have built up and the flow of the river has fallen from what would be considered a healthy flow for variance of water levels, variance of water speeds, but also access to things like the backwater. So there's that side of things. But then also, this is endemic across the country. Unfortunately, there are a whole host of invasive species that threaten the river, from, you know, balsam through to Japanese knotwood all the way through to a whole variety of other plants, but also we're seeing some really quite invasive species in the river itself. So there's a whole host of challenges there, but also a real opportunity. You know, in Watford, we've got the River Gade, which is really well known. It runs through the wonderful Caspe Park, but actually not that many people know about River Colne. So there's a real opportunity here for us to bring back a wonderful, and it really is a beautiful place, but a wonderful area for people to visit and celebrate.
Indeed. Now, you've called the project, and it's about a 10-year project, you've called it Rediscovering the River Colne. Why did you have that rediscovering bit in there?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few names banded about, and actually it really did resonate when we spoke to residents. Quite a few people were surprised to learn just how much of the river ran through Watford. I actually walk my dog there a lot, so I know the river quite well, but actually quite a lot of people don't know of it as a landmark river to go visit. So there's a real opportunity here, and it has a deep history in the town. You know, in ages long past, it was a real working river. People used to swim in it, but also breweries were on the banks of the river. So really looking back to the past and how it, you know, helped shape Watford's heritage, but also how we can go back and celebrate the nature that's there.
Okay. Now, as you've said, actually, Watford only looks after really quite a small section of the River Colne. What do you hope to achieve with your Rediscovering the River project? What do you think you can achieve just on your little bit there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're trying to really monitor what we're doing and trying to show that you can make really positive change even through just a small stretch. So some of our volunteers, and there's lots we can talk about how you can get involved in the program, but we're doing what's called riverfly monitoring. So we're going in and we're doing kick samples and looking at what species exist in the river itself. And we're monitoring that right the way through the project. And we did a really good piece of work baselining that. And I say we, you know, really the people we should celebrate is the volunteers. We've got scores of volunteers who are reliably doing this for the whole program at sites right across the river, monitoring the health, you know, the health of the creatures that are in the river. So yeah, we really do hope to restore the flow of our stretch of the river, really see marked change in the species that are existing, both aquatic and plant species that exist on the river. But yes, you know, we are now looking to work with the much wider Colne catchment as well to see much more meaningful change across the whole river. So, you know, we can get our house in order, 2.2 kilometres, I think the number is, and restore that stretch. But, you know, it will be limited. There will be a ceiling on what we can achieve if we don't see the whole wider river work there. So there's a River Quality Forum, which we're part of, and we're really pushing to see other local authorities work with us to set that ambition as high as it can go.
Brilliant. Well, that's good to hear. And I hope you managed to have some influence to make sure that the whole river is able to reach its full healthy capacity. Now, you've talked about restoration. Can you give us some ideas of some of the restoration projects that you've done and who's done the work there?
Yeah, great. So, I mean, we were talking just before we started recording, but and you made the point yourself, Amanda, the list of partners involved with the project really is endless, not least because there's, you know, people own different bits of the land. So, of course, we have to work with the landowners. But also this is just a project that, you know, lots of people want to be involved in. So our lead partner, the people who are leading the river works, is Groundwork East. You know, that's their role, appointed by the council to lead and coordinate these works. But for some of the specialist activities where we've done desilting activities, so just a few weeks before we were recording this, we had a company called Salix come in with a really fancy machine to do some desilting of the river to restore access to one of the backwaters. This is a backwater that sadly has been detached in terms of flow for lots of the year to the river. Backwaters are really important for a whole host of reasons, not least flood maintenance, but from a river health perspective, it gives a site for fish and other aquatics to get out of a high peak flow rate and get out of the river stream, and also to avoid pollution events, which are sadly really increasingly common. But then the bulk of the work is actually delivered through groundwork and then volunteers. So we've got bottom bashing on the banks to keep in check invasive species, and loads of other works to prepare those banks and restore those banks to health. But then there's also get your waders on work as well, which is getting into the river to put in place berms, which are Berms are, you know, small sort of artificial banks that help to re-meander the river, and that's a really important part of river health. But then, of course, another thing that is maybe daunting to see at first, and some residents were a bit surprised, but actually we've actually had to take quite a few of the trees out from across the riverbank. And the reason for that actually is we know that for those plants and species, plants on the bank and species in the river, they actually like quite a bit more light than the river was getting. So we're doing quite a bit of management there as well to try and bring back a much more healthy light balance as well to the river to help those plants that we need to secure the banks and to provide habitats to the aquatics to help them thrive as well. So there's a really long list of people there.
Yes, it certainly sounds like it. And lots of opportunities for volunteering for everybody really, aren't there? So when we do think of rivers, one of the things that we think about is, and one of the ways that people do engage with rivers is fishing. Are you doing anything to help with the fish population of the River Colne?
It's a really great question. And, you know, we do see anglers both on the River Colne and on the River Gade. Unfortunately, the health of the river is not up to scratch, frankly. So while there's fish in the river, there's not as many as there certainly should be. That's due to all sorts of reasons, not least those invasive species we mentioned, but also sadly pollution events that we do see on river. We see that from industry, but also we see that from sewage discharges as well. I'm sure your viewers would have heard about just how significant that problem is at the moment across Britain. So sadly, that's a huge challenge. We do need to see more national action on that. But locally, we are working really closely with Thames Water and Affinity Water. Indeed, Affinity Water own lots of the land, which is going to be part of the restoration works. So we are working very, very hard to identify outflows, to do monitoring at the outflows as well for pollutants and indeed for sewage. And the water quality team there are doing loads and loads of work to help monitor that. And indeed, Colne Valley Fisheries, a really brilliant group, have been really helping to lead the way on monitoring the health and the pollutants in the river along with us. So yes, we're not actually planning reintroduction works of fish, but all of the works that we're doing to try and restore the health of the river should hopefully lead to populations rising. But we also have to tackle the pollutants and outflow events that we see. So we have to work, you know, really, really collaboratively. There's also lots of comms available and lots of educational materials for residents to have a look at their own, you know, piping, see if they've got a misconnection at their home. These things do unfortunately happen when builders put in a, you know, an extension or what have you. And those things really do add up. So please do think about what you put down your sink, but also have a look on the website to look at how you can just have that sanity check that you haven't got a misconnection in your home.
So rediscovering the River Colne, it's not just about this physical restoration work, is it? It's also about the people of Watford's relationship with the River Colne. Can you tell us about the tales of the river and why you think that this part of the project is so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, once we have a lovely, healthy river, and indeed it's already beautiful, but once we have this, you know, restored river, it'd be a real shame if no one went to visit it and celebrate it. And we want, as part of the works that we're doing, you know, we're doing the river restoration works, but we're also improving some of the paths that access the river. We're looking at lookouts to view the river and to see that natural habitat. And it really is beautiful. There's different sites. There's lovely reed beds. There's meandering parts of the river. There's slow bits of the river. There's fast bits of the river. It really is lovely and varied, and it goes right across Watford. But yeah, you know, we're doing this for the residents of Watford and people who visit the town so they can come and see it. And the Tales of the River Colne, it's being supported by the National Lottery, their heritage fund. And we're already doing things on the river to help people get back in touch with the river. So you could already get involved in sort of history walks and heritage trails. That's being supported by the wonderful Watford Museum as well. So you can go down and visit. There's wild play activities. And we've got experts who can answer questions on the history of the river, right from its, you know, its time when people used to swim in the river through to its time involved in breweries. We've got some lovely murals that we started painting up on the river as well. So there's one that celebrates just the name of the project, Rediscovering River Colne, but then there's one further down by Waterfields where there's a real heritage and nature theme to it, where you can see some of that side of the river. So, you know, we're here to serve people, and people should have the opportunity to celebrate this river. And it's lovely and varied. There's loads of history and it's loads of fun. I've been out with the volunteers a number of times, and doing the works itself is fun, but then it's also really calming and peaceful to, you know, sit at the riverbank and watch the river and catch up. So that is the ultimate goal, is make sure the river's healthy, but make sure it's part of Watford's health too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I even noticed you had some green gym activities planned, you know, even an opportunity to keep us fit as well.
Yeah, so Green Gym is a long-standing group in Watford. They do loads across the town. Dare I say, I hope they don't mind me saying it, they're actually quite bad at celebrating how much they do. So thank you for giving them a shout out. So yeah, they've been involved in helping us to maintain some of the bank's works too. And there's lots of green spaces across the town where, you know, we do unfortunately see invasive species. They need to be managed, but also there's an opportunity there to do clearances, to do planting, to do seeding, and to help, you know, native species thrive. And yeah, rain or shine, the Green Gym is out there. And it's really great, that activity, because, you know, some people, it won't be for everyone to put their waders on and get into a muddy river. But, you know, there's so much opportunity on the riverbank too to do loads of work there. And indeed, if less physical work is what you're looking for, or volunteering work is what you're looking for, the Tales of the River Colne has loads of stuff there to look at the heritage and walking trails across the river. So I really think there's opportunity to get involved, you know, whatever you're keen to do.
Yes, indeed. Well, it sounds like there's huge amounts of volunteering opportunities there, as you say, whatever kind of thing you enjoy. But can you just give us a few highlights to look forward to in the coming year? A few things to sort of pop in the diary and look out for?
Yeah, so right now, actually, if you're interested, you can go to the river over the next few weeks. So we, unfortunately, the river depth is really quite high at the moment. We've seen some really quite extensive rain right across the east of England, so we couldn't get in the river yesterday. So over the next few weeks, there will be teams in the river putting in these berms that will help deflect and manage flow. So indeed, I really appreciate if people would go and see those teams doing that work. But also, you'll be able to see the before and after. If you go down to the river quickly, it's just by the Timberlake allotments, you'll see the river before, and then hopefully in a few weeks' time, once we've got the berms in place, you'll see the river after, and you'll really see the changes to the flow that we're producing. The best thing to do, though, is I wouldn't say there's huge peak events to go look at, but really, if you go to the River Colne website, so it's rivercolnewatford.co.uk, there is so many activities happening on a routine basis. You can even request and try to book your own heritage trail through the Tales of the River Colne. And then there's rolling activities with the Hearts of Middlesex Wildlife Trust to do nature walks and to meet experts who know about river health. Every year we try and do a festival as well. That's typically towards the end of summer. We've held them in Knutsford playing fields. To date, we've done two of them so far. We'll probably look to do another one, but we haven't got a date yet for you, Amanda. I can make sure to get that to you once it's all locked in. But yeah, I really think that what we're keen for this to be is we want the river to become part of people's week-to-week lives. So there really is activity happening, you know, routinely through groundwork and through the Tales of the River Colne project.
Brilliant. Well, I hope that lots of people do rediscover the River Colne. Councillor Stokesby, thank you so much for telling us about that.
My pleasure. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
And I'll have more stories from Hertfordshire Chalk Stream Rivers in the coming weeks. Do get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.